MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Professor Adrian Saville. He, of course, a professor at Economics, Finance and Strategy at Gibbs. Adrian, really always appreciate the early morning time. A great talk you were giving last week, which has been transcribed in a number of places, around risk and uncertainty. And I think a lot of folks are like, yeah, risk and uncertainty. We kind of bundle them in the same bucket. But truthfully, they are fundamentally different concepts. And it's important that we understand that distinction between risk and uncertainty.
It's always good to be with you, Simon. And absolutely, there's a sharp distinction between risk and uncertainty. And if you take, you know, sort of the textbook thinking of the investment world and capital markets and likely business outcomes, people tend to be trained and very often think in, you know, what we would describe as risk, that if you flip a coin, you get heads or tails, 50-50 probability, and based on that, you can build, you know, an expected outcome. Whereas Frank Knight, about 100 years ago, you know, was extensive in emphasizing the difference between what I've just referenced, risk and uncertainty, where uncertainty takes the shape of essentially unknowability. And whilst we model the world as if it's risky, in reality, it's unknowable. Where, you know, to stay with our coin analogy, you flip the coin, a bird swoops down and grabs it in its beak and flies off. You know, and that's the world we live in. We live in that second world. And you know, just to try and make that, you know, graphic and not abstract, think of the political processes of last year, where 2024, more people went to the polls than any other time in history as a percentage of world population. And almost to an election, every single election outcome brought a result that led to political change and in many instances was unanticipated. And so we finished the year with a political fabric that models would have had a very, very hard time processing and producing those outcomes based on a risk process.
So I take your point, absolutely, and I hear you. We think it's about risk. Actually, it's about uncertainty. And risk, we can almost sort of figure it out in a sense. How do we manage uncertainty? Is that just around having clear sort of strategy, whether that's you're a business or managing your private portfolio, but really having a plan so that almost whatever comes at you, you kind of got some adaptability?
And I think that question takes us to the heart of it. You know, it's interesting and it's helpful to know that the world might be uncertain rather than risky. But what on earth does that mean for my business or my investment process? You and I have spoken about this at length on many occasions, and I'd reemphasize that one of the surest ways to invest or build a business for an uncertain, unknowable future is a portfolio effect, to have, whether it's multiple product lines, multiple business channels, diversified sources of cash flow, if you're a business, you know, and that's thinking strategically about developing a competitive business. And if it's your investment portfolio, then it's about having exactly those same things, multiple sources of inverted commas revenue or return. And that my throwaway on this is that in investing, there really is only one free lunch, and it's the lunch of diversification.
And we sit in an environment, and we sit here right now, February 2025, and we look out and we think, yo, things are uncertain. Truthfully, things are always uncertain. That's at the heart of uncertainty. We're kind of feeling a little battered because it feels more uncertain, and yet it's always going to be uncertain. We just half the time can't see it.
Yeah, and you know, again, let's stay with your previous point about, so, you know, what do we do? Cliff Asness from AQR Capital wrote a lovely article a couple of months back around the turn of the year saying, imagine that you sit in 2035 and you look back to 2025. What would your sort of experienced, hindsight-rich 2035 self say to your 2025 self? And his caution in a nutshell is about the crowded trade. If you think about the places where people are rushing to, they want to be full of U.S. equity, they want to be full of U.S. dollar, private credit, private equity are all broadly loved. And, you know, that leads him to, you know, just think aloud about what about other asset classes, and listening closely to your previous interview, you know, what about China, which trades at a 10 times multiple versus the US's 35? What about Baidu and Alibaba, which I've just put into my global equity portfolio? Baidu's gone in, Alibaba I've added. They're trading at 11 and 12 times earnings. They're not direct comparators, but they're certainly challenger businesses to the likes of Nvidia trading on 53 times earnings. So, you know, just look wider than the obvious.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting put everything, you know, into those other assets, but certainly, you know, start having a taste.
Yeah, I like that. The crowded trade almost feels certain, but in fact, that's probably where the uncertainty is. And particularly, I mean, the China better than US on many metrics. And I mean, time will tell, but I think there's something there. We'll leave it there. This is Professor Adrian Saville from Gibbs. Always appreciate the early morning insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.